Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of The Press.
The experience of seeing Avatar: Fire and Ash is that of seeing a work of art in a museum gallery move in the picture frame right before your eyes. Avatar: Fire and Ash moves in front of, around, and over you, especially if you see the movie in the IMAX 3D format seen for this review. It's not so much a movie as an experience, a journey to another world of exotic characters, creatures, and flora and fauna. You feel as if you are zooming through the sky in an incredible chase scene, as if riding the wildest of roller coasters, running through a jungle with fronds of ferns brushing past your face, and swimming in the ocean and river as the waves and water level rise to your chin. Avatar: Fire and Ash is the third in the franchise by writer-director James Cameron. The film was made simultaneously from 2017 to 2020 with Avatar: The Way of Water, which was released in 2022, and which was a sequel to the original Avatar, released in 2009. With Avatar: Fire and Ash, director James Cameron sets new standards of quality, creativity, and entertainment value. The Avatar science fiction movies take place circa the year 2154 on the moon Pandora in the Alpha Centauri star system. Unlike Earth's barren moon, Pandora is lush with vegetation, water, and minerals. The humorously and ironically named Unobtainium is mined by the Resources Development Administration, RDA, seen as human colonizers and opposed by the indigenous Na'vi, those 10-foot-tall, blue-skinned humanoids. The main Avatar cast is back, and that includes Sam Worthington as Jake Sully, a paraplegic with a genetically engineered body, Zoe Saldana as Neytiri, spiritual leader of the Na'vi, and Jake's wife, Stephen Lang as Colonel Miles Quadrich, head of the RDA security, Sigourney Weaver as Kiri, daughter of Dr. Grace Augustine, Britton Dalton as Loke, Jake and Neytiri's second son and the film's narrator, Jack Champion, Spider, teenage son of Quadrich, Una Chaplin as Varang, the Na'vi leader of the Minglon clan, and Kate Winslet as Ronald, who is now pregnant. The visuals of Pandora are computer-generated, providing an often breathtaking world. The screenplay for Avatar: Fire and Ash, as with the two previous movies, is plot-heavy. The war setting of the story is very action-oriented. The motion capture technique somewhat limits the emotional range of the actors, who are virtually unrecognizable. Nonetheless, the lead characters are standouts. Somehow, the characters in Avatar: Fire and Ash seem as real as actual actors, and the actors underneath the CGI give them life. So too for the world of Avatar: Fire and Ice. There's nothing like it, that is, until the next Avatar movie. Avatar: Fire and Ash is MPA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, bloody images, some strong language, thematic elements, and suggestive material. Opening January 2nd, We Bury the Dead, MPA rated R. Zach Helditch directs Daisy Ridley and Mark Cole Smith in the horror film. After a catastrophic disaster, zombies are on the prowl. Kids Bop Live, the concert movie, no MPA rating. Alice Kolb directs the film about the Kids Bop Kids 2025 nationwide tour. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.